CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Mommy! Mommy!
What are you doing out of bed?
Can you come up here?
What do you want, Betsy? Now, you get back to bed and go to sleep, dear.
I'm scared. I heard a noise. Can I have a light on in my room?
Oh, Betsy, no. Now, you cannot have a light on in your room. There's a light in the hall here, and that is plenty. Now, you get back to bed.
I heard a noise in my room, in the closet or something.
Oh, Betsy, really? Nonsense. Now, get into bed, and I will look in the closet. Come on, now, cover up. Now, say it's so late. Now, do you realize it's 10:30? I had no idea we'd get back from the Bightner's picnic so late. Honey, come on, get into bed. I'll stay there.
I'm scared. Will you sit with me until I go to sleep?
Oh, Betsy, now really, there is nothing in your closet, I'm sure. See? See, there's nothing on the shelf up here? No, not a thing. Just your hat. Or behind your clothes. See, or on the floor. Just your shoes down here. Nothing.
Would you look in the bathroom?
Oh, yes. I will look in the bathroom. No, there's nothing in here either.
Pull the shower curtains back and look in the bathtub.
Oh, Betsy, really? What's the matter with you there? Can you see in here? I got the shower curtains pulled back, and you see there's nothing.
Well, I heard a noise.
Now, what kind of a noise?
I don't know. It's just a noise. Would you look under my bed?
Yes, I will look under your bed. Oh, really, dear? Well, my goodness, you know who's under your bed?
Who?
Santa Claus. Why, Santa Claus, what are you doing under Betsy's bed in the middle of the summer? And he's just sitting there reading a book. Now, you get back up to the North Pole there, Santa, and get to work. Really, only 4 months to Christmas, and he sits there with his nose in a book.
Oh, my.
Now, you go to sleep. You go to sleep. There is nothing in your room. Daddy and I are coming up to bed in a few minutes, too.
Leave the door to the hall wide open, will you, please?
Yes, yes, yes.
I know I heard a noise.
You go to sleep.
These days, millions of listeners are finding CBS Radio's new dramatic series, Bestseller, more habit-forming than salted peanuts. Bestseller, full-length, uncut serial dramatizations of some of the most popular novels of our time. Bestseller, bringing to vivid life novels eagerly read by millions. Be sure to be listening for Bestseller each Monday through Friday. Remember, too, a half dozen more of America's most listened-to daytime dramas come your way from CBS Radio. Our own Couple Next Door, Ma Perkins, Young Dr. Malone, The Right to Happiness, The Second Mrs. Burton, and Whispering Streets. Together with Bestseller, they represent the daytime drama that's impossible to beat. CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime dramas. Hear each of them, many or all 7, weekdays at this CBS Radio address.
What are you doing out of bed again, young lady?
Well, I heard a noise again in my room.
Oh, nonsense. Your mother was up here. She looked all over your room. There was nothing.
I don't care. I heard something. And I'm scared.
Oh, honestly.
What is it? What's the matter? Oh, really? Aren't you asleep?
No, she's not asleep. She's still hearing noises.
Oh,
now, look, you get back into bed. You hear me? Hurry up.
Betsy, I looked all over your room. I looked in your closet. I looked in your bathroom.
I don't care. I heard something again.
Well, I know what you're up to. You just want an excuse for leaving a light on in your room, and you're not going to have one now. You got plenty of light coming in from the hall. Now, you turn your bed lamp off, and you go to sleep.
I suppose I could put one of those little nightlights down by the floor in her room.
No, no. Now, see, there you go again, giving in to her right away.
It isn't giving in. The book says if a child seems scared, that it's better to leave a light on.
You've got plenty of light coming in from the hall now. Now, didn't I tell you to get back into bed?
I don't want to. Please, Daddy. I know I heard something under the bed.
Oh, Betsy.
Well, look under the bed, and again, I will look in the closet and the bathroom.
Oh, this is a lot of nonsense. Honestly, we're just indulging that child.
I'm not indulging. I think you at least take a look, can't you? Just
make sure.
All right,
I'm taking a look.
All right, now take a look, then.
I looked under the bed.
Yes,
there were two great big glaring eyes.
You mean a man or some animal?
Some great big thing is all I know. It must be, I don't know, woodchuck or a raccoon or something.
Oh, good heavens, I hope it wasn't a skunk.
What are we going to do, Daddy?
Well, now, I don't know. I don't know. Now, just let me think a minute. Don't bother me. Let me think a minute. Let go of me, will you? Now, I tell you what, get the flashlight. I'll get my gun, see?
Your gun?
Yes.
You're not going to shoot off that hunting rifle. You'll blast a hole through the wall.
Well, just get the flashlight so I can see under the bed.
What are you going to do, dear? I mean...
Yes, what are you going to do, Daddy?
I can't do anything with you two tagging my heels and hanging on to me like that. Let go, will you?
Well...
I know what you're going to do, though. You are both going into our bedroom and close the door.
No. I am not going in there. I'm going to stay with you.
Oh,
Betsy, I want you to go into Mommy and Daddy's bedroom and close the door. Go on, now, get in there.
I want to see what's under my bed.
Get in there.
Can I keep the door open just a crack so I can peek out?
Yes. Yes, you can.
What do you plan to do with that gun, dear? I mean, you certainly can't go in Betsy's room and get down on the floor with a gun in one hand and a flashlight in the other and expect to defend yourself.
Well...
What if the thing rushes at you?
No thing. Well, whatever it is, I don't think it's going to rush at me, obviously. It's been there in Betsy's room for an hour since we got home from the picnic, and we just didn't know. I mean, it didn't rush at Betsy, so...
Well, she wasn't cornering it either.
Well...
Any animal will fight when he's cornered. Now, you don't even know what it is that's under that bed in there.
Well...
Now, why don't we just leave her door closed? Now, listen to me. Just leave her door closed, and tomorrow we will call the fire department or something.
Don't call the fire department.
Well, they rescue animals. They're always getting cats or something out of drain pipes or something like that, or the SPCA.
Anything, but I don't think you should go back into Betsy's room.
All right, now look, at least I'm going to find out what this thing is. I'm a grown man, and I'm not calling up somebody and saying there's something under my bed, for heaven's sakes.
Well, it isn't under yours, it's under Betsy's.
All right, that will sound even worse. There's something with big, glaring eyes under my daughter's bed. How would that sound, now I ask you?
I think it sounds...
It would be more sensible
to call somebody up than to go in there and have this thing attack you with a...
Never mind, will you? Now, I'm going to do this. I've got to find out what it is. Now, stand back.
Stand back. Be careful.
All right.
At least put something over your head.
Oh.
Whatever it is, you don't want it flying out and biting your face, dear.
Stand back.
Please, dear.
Let go of me.
Would you? Look, come here. Can't you kneel down here in the doorway and flash your flashlight under the bed, and then you can back up and slam the door quickly, you know, if the thing dashes out?
Oh, well.
Wouldn't that be a better idea, dear?
Well.
Wouldn't it be? Get down.
All right.
I better get out of here.
Get out. Now, are you ready?
Be careful now, dear.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm more scared of you with that gun in your hand than I am of whatever's under the bed. I'll tell you the way...
Oh, George!
What was that?
Look out, will you? Let me see.
Look out.
For Pete's sakes!
What?
It's an owl!
An owl? It couldn't be an owl.
I can see it. There's an owl under Betsy's bed.
Well, how could an owl get in the house?
Let me see it!
Get back in that bedroom, will you, Betsy?
I want to see the owl!
Get her back, will you? For pieces, both of you.
Go on now.
Get me the yardstick. Get me the yardstick.
Yardstick? What do you mean yardstick?
I want the yardstick. Open Betsy's screen, and I'm going to open and try to shoot him out.
I didn't know what yardstick was for. Honestly, I don't know where it is. Betsy, will you please get back in the other bedroom now? I've got to go downstairs and see if I can find the yardstick for Daddy.
There's another owl!
Oh, for the love of my hair! Where?
Look.
Jennifer sitting on the banister.
Oh,
I just started down the stairs, and all of a sudden, this thing with great big eyes looked up at me.
All right, get back, will you? Now, don't get panicky. Where did they come from, for heaven's sakes? How'd they get in the house?
Well, you be careful yourself now. Do they bite?
What?
Do owls bite?
Owls bite? I don't know owls, but look it up. Go look up owls.
What do you mean, go look up owls?
If they bite, look it up in the encyclopedia.
The encyclopedia's downstairs. I'm not going past that thing. Oh. You go look up owls.
Daddy, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to get them out of the house.
Shouldn't we call somebody?
Who?
I don't know, but it always says whatever you want, look in the classified.
But I don't think there's anybody listed as an owl chaser. Now, look, we'll open up all the doors and windows and just try to shoo them out.
Close the door. Don't hit the owl with a broom, dear. He might get mad and bite you.
Gee, what's Daddy got on his head?
Shoot, what?
Wire basket. I made him put it on in case owls bite. I don't know.
What's he got on his head?
His big asbestos mitts that he used for the outdoor grill.
Go on, now, go on.
Did you get the last one out?
Oh, boy, yeah. I hope it's the last one. Gosh.
Gee, Daddy, you look funny.
That's it.
Never mind.
That's it. Daddy has had a rough time. Well, you poor thing.
Yeah.
Got the last one.
Yeah.
See, I just never heard of owls getting in anyone's house before.
Owls.
How do you suppose they got in?
Down the chimney.
Oh, I don't think they could get down the chimney, dear.
Well, I looked in the living room, and there's a bunch of owl feathers in the fireplace.
Really?
So I assume they came down the chimney.
For heaven's sake.
Oh, boy, am I exhausted.
Why would they come down the chimney, do you suppose?
What do you mean, why would they come down the
chimney? I mean, did they intend to, you know? Or do you suppose they perched on the rim of the chimney and lost their balance and toppled in?
Well, I'll tell you what my considered opinion is. They intended to. They flew around for hours looking just for my house.
Oh, honey.
And one of them said to the other, there it is, there's Piper's house. Come on, pal, let's get him.
Oh, darling.
Sure.
You take everything personally.
Well, isn't it true? No, I ask you.
We had raccoons, didn't we? We had bats, didn't we, in the attic? All those animals that Betsy brought home from camp. Now we got owls under the bed.
Gee, I thought it was fun. I wish we could have kept one for a pet.
A pet? Let me tell you something. That is all Daddy needs. Pet owls running around, right, Daddy?
Yeah.
You want some pet owls?
Yeah, sure.
That's everything else.
By the dozen.
Ah, dear. Come on, now. It's 11:30, for heaven's sake. Let's all get to bed.
What?
Oh,
no. It's the one I shooed out the front door. He's just standing there. He's probably planning and plotting how to get back in.
Well, unless he rings the doorbell, let's not worry about it, huh? Now, come on, let's get some sleep. Betsy, look at time.
Well, I'll tell you something. At this point, I wouldn't be surprised to see an owl ring my doorbell. I really wouldn't.
Come on, now, let's get back up to bed. Turn off the lights, dear. Lock the door, Betsy. Come on, dear. Get back.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman, speaking.